From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the head of the World Football Federation announces his resignation. Sepp Blatter, president of the World Football Federation, FIFA, abruptly resigned Tuesday in the midst of an unfolding corruption scandal.
C'est mon profond attachement à la FIFA et à ses intérêts.
Blatter said it's with deep care for FIFA and its interests that he took this decision. He had been re-elected to a fifth term as president just last Friday. He plans to retain his post until a successor is named. The 79-year-old FIFA chief made his decision public at a Zurich news conference after repeatedly professing his innocence following the announcement of indictments against several FIFA officials for alleged corrupt activities and multi-million-dollar bribe-taking. Nigeria's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, is visiting neighboring Niger Wednesday for talks on the Islamist militant group Boko Haram, his first trip out of the country since taking office Friday. He visits Chad Thursday. Mr. Buhari promised to move the base of Nigeria's military operations against the Sunni group to the northeast city of Maiduguri. Tuesday, that city was hit again. A bomb blast may have killed between 20 or 50 people. The city suffered similar casualties in multiple attacks on Saturday. Boko Haram Tuesday released a video featuring a hooded and unidentified speaker that accused Nigeria, Chad, Cameroon, and Niger of lying about their military successes against the group. He says the four countries are not united in the fight against the Islamist insurgency. Boko Haram will prevail in its goal of establishing an Islamic caliphate in northern Nigeria. The six-year insurgency has left more than 15,000 dead. Hundreds more have been abducted. This is VOA News. President Obama Tuesday signed into law a bill ending the government's massive collection of telephone call data intended to prevent terrorist attacks. It follows days of heated congressional debate. Under the new rules, telephone companies, not the National Security Agency, will collect and hold on to phone call records of U.S. citizens. Federal investigators will need a court order to examine those records if they suspect anyone of contacting known or suspected terrorists. Senator Patrick Leahy is a Democrat from Vermont.
We passed the most significant surveillance reform in decades. We've done it by setting aside ideology, setting aside fear-mongering, said we'll protect the security of the United States, but we also protect the privacy of Americans.
Critics say the previous program was a government invasion of privacy. The new rules are seen as a compromise, even though lawmakers from both parties say the new system will be less secure. President Obama says Israel is losing international credibility over whether it's serious about a peace settlement that includes a Palestinian state. He made his comments in an interview with Israel's Channel 2 television broadcast on Tuesday. South Sudan's government Tuesday rejected a UN demand to reverse its decision to expel UN aid coordinator Toby Lanzer, insisting he spoke out against the government. Lanzer was due to leave his post soon. A government spokesman said the UN mandate is to supplement and support the government, not cause havoc. The government has been battling rebels for 18 months, causing a dire humanitarian crisis. Sean Hughes is head of the World Food Program in the country.
The projection for the coming lean season, which is the next 4 months, is that there will be 4.6 million people across South Sudan that are in urgent need of humanitarian assistance and are acutely food insecure. In terms of the distribution, slightly more than half of those, 2.5 million, are found in the most conflict-affected areas that are still experiencing displacement and within the current civil war in Greater Upper Nile.
He says he's also concerned about food insecurity in the less conflict-affected areas, including Warup Lakes and northern Bahr el Ghazal. Four people killed when a helicopter chartered by the aid group Doctors Without Borders crashed in Nepal Tuesday. The bodies of the three men and a woman were recovered. Police rescuers were to return them to Kathmandu. The 7.8 magnitude quake, which rattled the Himalayan nation April 25, killed more than 8,000 people. Tanzania has emerged as an epicenter in the African elephant poaching crisis after a government census found it lost 60% of its elephants in 5 years. A report released this week estimates more than 65,000 elephants have died in the country over the past 5 years, with fewer than 44,000 remaining as of last year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.